So it's only natural that the shiur this week and the shiur next week will be dedicated to Inyan Hanukkah. I think we should have a shiur next week, even though it's Hanukkah. We're not potter from Talmud Torah on Hanukkah, so today and next week will be Oisik Ben Yonah de Yoyme in different sugas of Hanukkah. The shiur today is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, who isha chashuv esora bas reb isor beor. She should be a militzis yosha for the family and shetanuach b'sholom al mishkova. And today's Torah that we learn should be le'ilui nishmas. So today we will be dealing with the proper time, the zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, and various different questions that arise regarding zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. When is the proper time to be madlik Ner Chanukah? And what happens if a person is late? Like, I apologize for being late for today's shiur, but our time is still 8:30. It just happens sometimes that I can't make it on time, but officially it's still 8:30. And many times I tell people that come to my shiurim, lemecha shmir boya, I sometimes might be on time. So it's kedai to take that into account. So in Simon, so what happens when a person is late to come home? I know that some Rabbonim and some Rishivas say if the time comes, it's the Shkia, let someone else light, because Nerish Abesoy doesn't necessarily have to be the father. We will discuss this question as we move forward in today's Shia, and what happens if you leave your house for a night or two? You need to have someone else lighting in our Hanukkah instead of you or not? So these are some of the questions we will be discussing tonight. Semen Tov Reish Ayin Beis. That is the semen in which the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, Mishetishkechamo Ad Shetichla Regel Men Hashuk. That's the Roshna of the Gemara in Daf Chof Aleph and Masechet Shabbos. Mishetishkechamo Ad Shetichla Regel Men Hashuk. How do we define Mishetishkechamo? And we would also dedicate a few moments of discussion. How do we define Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashok? So the Shulchan Aruch Tofrei Shayim Beis Sif Aleph Emet Likin Hachanukah Koidim Shetishka Chamo Elo Im Soif Shkiyoso. The Rambam writes Shkiya Tor and Shulchan Aruch Emet Likin Hachanukah Koidim Shetishka Chamo Elo Im Soif Shkiyoso. And Soif Shkiyoso obviously means Seisek Echovim, and that is what the Mishnah Berurah writes. The very first comment in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Im Soif Shkiyoso, Hainu Tzeis HaKoychovim. So that is what the Darkei Moshe and many others understand in the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch. So many understand that the Rambam's opinion is proper time is by the Shkiyah. Shulchan Aruch says, following the footsteps of the Torah, Soif Shkiyoso, which means Tzeis HaKoychovim. So Chassidim generally write by Tzeis HaKoychovim. Litvish B'nai Torah generally write by the Shkiyah. Because the Goyim says Shkiyah, Biragro Khan. But I don't think the opinion of the Goan is entirely clear, because in Maaseh Rav Os Reish Lamed Hei, the Goan says that one should not light before the Shkiyah, he should light after the Shkiyah, Koidim Tfilis Marev. So obviously they daven Darvis by Tzeisek Echavim. And the Goan is quoted as saying that one should light before Tfilis Marev. But the more accepted interpretation of the Goan's opinion is that one needs to light by the Shkiyah, and that is the understanding of the Goan in the Rambam. Even though the Bais Yosef seems to understand that the Rambam's opinion is also Soif HaShkiyah, which is Tzeis HaKoychovim. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends lighting by the Shkiyah based on the opinion of the Goan. Orch HaShulchan, Siv Dalet, the Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis. Even though the Orch HaShulchan was in Bialystok, and he was one of the greatest Lithuanian poiskim, and he writes, Minit Roiv HaOilam is Tzeis HaKoychovim. So, different opinions and different minhogim. And Nahara, Nahara, Vepashte. The Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. So the Shulchan Aruch clearly says, Tzeis HaKoychovim. And the Ramo agrees with the Shulchan Aruch and Darkei Moshe, and he does not object in the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yankov Emden, in his Sefer, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Moir Uktzio, and the Gaon, say, Shkiyah. Maaseh Rav, not entirely clear. Many Gedolim, including the Chazon Ish, lie at somewhere between the Shkia and, say, Sakir Chavam. And I want to make a very general comment. Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, unlike other mitzvahs that are totally bizman, is not essentially dependent neither on Shkia nor on Sei Sikir Chavim. You know, from the Shkia till Sei Sikir Chavim is defined as Ben HaShemoshes, and that is Sufik Yom, Sufik Lila. So L'chomra, we are choshish to the Shkia and to Sei Sikir Chavim. Nobody's going to do a malocha after the Shkia Erev Shabbos. Nobody's going to do a malocha before Sei Sikir Chavim. Maitzoi Shabbos. So some halachas are dependent on the Shkia, others are dependent on Sei Sikir Chavim. Regarding Sefiras Awarmah, there's also a big discussion. Ner Chanukah, in its essence, has nothing to do with the Shkia, nor that it has anything to do with Sei Sikir Chavim. It has all to do with Persuminism. And that is Atshetich L'Regel Min HaShuk. And therefore, it is no wonder that many Gedolim, including the Chazon Ish and Rabban Kotler and Rav Moshe Feinstein, maintain that one should like not at the Shkia, but somewhat later than the Shkia, before Sei Sikir Chavim, before Shkia, especially in Israel, is daylight. Shlaga b'tahara meyahana. You know, you don't light Ner Chanukah in the morning. The tikkun of Ner Chanukah is to light Ner when the Ner is obvious, when the Ner is to be seen. So by the Shkia, it's broad daylight. It's not in any way dark. So why light by the Shkia? So many Gedolim lit Ner Chanukah somewhere closer to Tzei Sikir Chavim, or according to Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan writes that's Minigra V'Oilem in Litter, not only in Poland, that the proper Zman is Tzei Sakir Chavim. I light Ner Chanukah by Tzei Sakir Chavim. So that is, when do we start lighting Ner Chanukah? Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kodim Shetishkachamo, Elo Im Soif Shkiyo, Salo Ma'achrim V'lo Magdimin. ויש מי שאומר שמותרות יוכל להגדם מפלג המנחו ולמעלום. יש מי שאומר, אם מותרות יוכל להגדם מפלג המנחו ולמעלום. So in Minchas Osher, on Chanukah, that is Moyadim Chaylig Beis, and you have some swarm available here. So Minchas Osher, Moyadim on Chanukah, I wrote a big discussion regarding this opinion. This is an opinion of Mahari Abuhav, quoted in the Beis Yosef. And the Mahari Abuhav says, one could light miplaga mincha, but it's a bedieved. If he's going to be busy later, he won't be home. He needs to leave the house urgently, and he can't put it off, then he could light from plag hamincha. And the Machaber quotes Mahari Abuhav. And some of them say, why does he write Yesh Misha Oimer? So it's a very well-known klal in the Mechaber. Even though there is no dissenting opinion, there's no machlokes, but if this halacha, which is found only in one source or in two sources, minimal sources, then the Mechaber writes Yesh Misha Oimer. But I argue there are many that are cholek lehedya, so it's no wonder that the Mechaber writes Yesh Misha Oimer, because all the other poskim, if they don't mention this halacha, doesn't that prove that they don't agree with this halacha? You know, when a rishon is machadish a halacha, which is uncommon, we say maybe everybody would agree, but it didn't occur to them. Didn't think they didn't deal with this question. But zman hadlokas ner Chanukah, everybody deals with this question from Chazal till Achroni Achroinim. So anybody that says that the Zman is Mashkia, Mitzei Sikir Chavim, and he doesn't say you could light earlier, doesn't that prove that you can't light earlier? What's the Shaila Bachla? So of course, I think all the other Paiskim besides Maria Buav are Chalik. But the Mechaber says, B'Shas Etchak, one could be Tzomech, and even make a Brocha. So the Mechaber goes on. לא מאחרים ולא מקדינים. יש מי שאומר שמותרת יוכל להקדים פלג המנחה ולומר לו בלבד שיתנשרן עד שתכל רגל מן השוק. הנביא המחבר writes, יש מי שאומר שיוכל להדליק, doesn't say without a brocha. It is clear that the מחבר says, בשעס הדחק, if you can't do it on time, you could do it earlier. שוכח או היזד ולא הדליק עם שקיע סחם, מדליק והולך עד שתכל רגל מן השוק, שהוא כמו חוצי שוק. שאז הוא עוברים ושובים ויקבסו מנסה. ומיוהנה מילי לכתחילה. אבל המעבר זה הזמן ולא הידלק מדלק והוילך כל הלילה. ומעבר הלילה ולא הידלק אין לו תשלומין. So the Mechaber Paskins, once again following in the footsteps of the Tour, he didn't light Ner Chanukah, b'kol soregel manashuk, madlek v'hoylech kol halayla. The Rambam says, ad shetich l'regel manashuk. Over a zman, he can't light anymore. Definitely not with a brocha. That is the Rambam's opinion. Mechaber Paskins, kol halayla. So in my sefer, I dealt with a very fundamental question. A person needs to leave his house before the shkia, and he won't be home till 10, 11 o'clock. By the time he gets home, it's going to be after Shekol Seregel Manashuk. He has two options. He could light from the plag, or he could light Kol HaLayla. Which is better? Which one should he do? Both are bidyevet. So, what is preferable? Which of the two? So, lechoira would be better meplaga mincha for two reasons. First of all, this is magdima lamitzvos. If he could do it earlier, why push it off for later? Other reason, if he likes meplaga mincha, and the Mechaber says he has to put in shemen ad shetich l'regel menashuk, so his problem is only when he actually lit Ner Chanukah. But judging by the yardstick of Pirsum HaNisa, he's going to have total Pirsum HaNisa. But if he's going to light after Shekol Seregel Menashuk, Kusha B'dieved, but he's losing out on Pirsum HaNisa, and he's losing out on Sizim HaGdim HaMitzvah. So if both are B'dieved, and on the other hand, both enable you to make a bracha, so for two different reasons, probably it would be preferable to light Miplaga Mincha and not late at night, because you're going to have far more Pesuminis. So you're going to maximize the Pesuminis, and Pesuminis is what it's all about. That is the underlying principle of Ner Chanukah. And you're also getting Ziv Magdim HaMitzvos. So that would be better. On the other hand, Kol HaLayla is the Tur, and the Tur is one of the greatest Poiskim. And many Poiskim, Min HaRishonim HaChoinim, agree with the Tur. Plaga Mincha, after all, is Maria Buav, and he's a Yochid. So the Beis Yosef says we could rely on him, but he doesn't carry the same weight as the Tur that says Kol HaLayla. So what is my Psak Halocha LaMaisa? My Psak Halocha LaMaisa is, it depends how we define today Ad Shetich L'Regel Menashuk. So this brings us to the next step in our discussion. So when we analyze the Shit of the Shulchan Aruch, what is the proper time for Ner Chanukah? Three different dargis. Lechatchila, tzeisak rechavim. Lo magdimin, velo ma'achrin. Didn't get home, and he's not home next to his chanakia by tzeisak rechavim. Ad shetich l'regel menashuk, which is approximately a half hour, is still a lechatchila. It's still lechatchila. It's not mitzvah min hamuvcha, but it still is in the context of lechatchila. After half hour, no longer tech l'regel menashuk, then it becomes a b'dieved. Some poskim say till chatzais, but that is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Tur says kol halayla. That's a b'dieved. The Rambam, Siv Beis. יש אומרים שבזמן הזה שמדליקים בפנים, אין לי צורך לזור על ההדלק קודם שתיך לרגל מנשוק. That's Tosfos. One teretz in Tosfos Shabbos Chof Aleph on the base. One mahalach in Tosfos. Brought in the Tur and the Bis Yosef and the Rambam writes, Yesh Oimrim, Bizman Hazeh Shemadlikim Efrim. So the Pesumen is for your family. So one doesn't have to be makbed at Shetich Lalech on Menashok. However, the Rambam writes, Umakol Mokoim Toivli Zohar Gam Bizman Hazeh. And why is that Toiv L'Zohar Gam Bizman Hazeh? Because there's room to argue. This is a Tekonas Chachamim. And the Tekona is intact, regardless of the minig that were madlik b'fnim. So I think in previous years, we discussed at great length, Mokoim Ha'adloka. Today we're dealing with Zman Ha'adloka. And for 1,000 years, the minig was lahadlik mibifnim. Throughout the Jewish world, Poland, Hungary, Galicia, France, North Africa, Sephardic communities and Ashkenazi communities, all the Rishonim, with no exception, right, bismanenu madlikim mibifnim. So one cannot dispute that. And definitely, in the span of 1,000 years, crossing continents and countries wasn't always a sakona. Not always were we in danger if we would light the b'chutz. But nevertheless, that was the minig. And we already find very early sources for this minig, like the Ritva in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph. The Ritva says, B'shas ha-sakona manicha al shulchona v'dayoy. Sakona doesn't mean life-endangering situation. Sakona means any difficulty. So it's cold outside and the wind is blowing and you don't have a glass box. So the minig was, lahadik mibifnim. It is only in Eretz Yisrael, in the past generation, since Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael en masse, thousands and tens of thousands, that we reinstated the minig of Bimei Chazal Lahadlik al Pesach Beisim HaBachutz. And it's good that we did so, because there's no reason not to do so. And why not go back to the basic halacha that we find in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, Madlikin al Pesach Beisim HaBachutz. So the Rambam writes, our minig is Lahadlik Mifnim. So if you're Madlik Mifnim, maybe you don't have to be makbed on Tichlo Regel Manashok. It has nothing to do with the shok. You make Pesach for your family. The Gaon and the Maral argue against the Rambam. And they argue there's no room for leniency. And that is actually two terutzim in Tosfos. According to one terutz in Tosfos, this is a takana. And if it's a takana, then it is not dependent whether we light bifnim or b'chutz. This is the zman shekov chachomim. But the other approach is, it's all about pirsum menisa. So the reason kavu chachomim atzitek laig manashok is that's pirsum menisa. But if you light bifnim, totally different concept. So what would we say today? We live in a totally changed world. So the Rif writes, approximately a half hour. That is from the Zman Hadlokah Shetich Lagan Hashok. The Rambam writes a half hour. Shulchan Aruch writes half hour. Kamoi Chotzi Shok. From the Rif to the Rambam, 100 years transpired. From the Rambam to the Bis Yosef, 350 years transpired. For thousands of years, nothing really changed fundamentally. And people used to get up, Yaloisa Shach, and they used to go to sleep at Zayzeh Kechovim. And there were those tzaddikim that were up all night with a ner, and they did tikkun chatzos, but those were yechidim. People usually went to sleep when it became dark, because you didn't have electricity, so you had different type of lanterns and lights, but those were inconvenient and they weren't pleasant. And they costed a lot of money, and Jews in most times were quite disparate. And so, V'anachni oisim b'malocha, mi'a loisa shachar ad seisa kechovim, the Novi says, and that was the lifestyle, regardless where you lived and what kehilas you belonged to. Everything changed with the discovery and the implementation and the development of electricity. Suddenly, people started to be up by night, and many sleep by day. They get up late, and they go to sleep late. Everything has changed. So what would we say today to Charedim and Hashok? If you live in a Haredi community, oh, people start getting lively, 9, 10, 11, 11:30, they rush to bar mitzvahs and to toyims and to chasanis, and you know, the Haredi world starts living at 9, 10 o'clock by night. That's Haredi nightlife. You go to bar mitzvahs and to chasanis and to sheva brochas and to kanesim and the koil erev. And so, how would we define techel ha'egel manashok? If you light ner Hanukkah with a shkia, there's nobody out there. Because all your neighbors are doing the same as you. So who's going to see you in Ner Hanukkah besides the people pushing with you to get to their menorahs, to their Hanukkahs? So there's no one out there between the shkia and tzeisach echovim. And techel ha'egel manashok would be very, very late. So would we say lechumra that one has the light, a pint of shemen, from the shkia, from tzeisach echovim, till 12 o'clock by night, because that is techel ha'egel manashok? So the Gemara says, "Atche techel ha'egel manashok, rag le tamidui," and Rashi explains, tamidui were mochrei shemen, mochrei psilis. So it's interesting to understand the social norms. So in the days of Chazal, Chanukah, the last merchants, the last people out on the street were the ones that sell oil. Because it was quite common, a person came home and suddenly he found he doesn't have enough oil for Ner Chanukah. So all the others were home because everybody rushed to lock up his shop before the animals came out of the forest and the bandits were roaming the streets and the shadim and the mazikim came out of their holes with nightfall. So everybody rushed home. But the ones that were moichrei shemen, they took advantage of, you know, of the business opportunity. Maybe some people coming home and wanting to light Ner Hanukkah will find that they don't have enough shemen, so they're going to look for shemen. So those were the last ones to close shop. So the Ritva writes, techel ha'egel manashok lafi ha'mokim v'lafi ha'zman. But the Ritva also writes, mochrei ha'shemen, mochrei ha'shemen. So for many years, with nightfall, everybody went home. And the last ones that were up and around, the Leilos Chanukah, were Mochrei Hashemen. Today, 9 o'clock by night, look for someone that's selling oil. You'll never find. Everything has changed. We buy oil in advance, and nobody is missing oil, the Leilos Chanukah. When people were poor and needy and desperate and they bought every day a little oil for today and they were lacking oil. So we live in a different world. And techel ha'egel manashok today would be very late. So what I paskin that you need to light Ner Chanukah atche techel ha'egel manashok? I definitely say it's a hider to have your Neres Chanukah lighting till relatively late. So many Gedolim paskin that after a half hour you could extinguish your neiros. And that was the minig. And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and in all the poskim. After a half hour, mutar l'shtamish l'oila. Mutar l'shtamish l'oila because there's no longer a mitzvah. After a half hour, it's no longer Ner Chanukah. Mutar l'shtamish l'oila, you could put it out. And the Magen Avraham writes, no hider mitzvah at all. Today, of course it's a hider mitzvah. Because that is presumenism. Half hour after Shkia, half after Tzeisek Yechovim, everybody is out there in the street. After you finish lighting Ner Chanukah, you go visiting. Parents go to the children, children go to their parents. I leave every night to give shiurim. So, techel ha'egel manashok is far later. Afal piken. If the Shulchan Aruch says half hour, then you yoitza with a half hour, but I definitely think it's a heder mitzvah having it later than a half hour. I would not say it's a heder, I would say it's a heder. But it does affect the shaila. You're coming home late, would it be preferable plag a mincha or later? So my psak is, if when you come home, it's not going to be very late, and people will be still out in the street, definitely better to wait and not light me plag a mincha. Because plag a mincha, after all, is a machloikis in the poskim. And I argue, all the poiskim that don't say you could light, goes without saying, maintain that you can't light. Because in their opinion you could, they would have to say so. Because the poiskim deal with the question not only of lechatchila, also of b'diyeved, and all the poiskim deal with the question, could one light liachas shekol seregel minashuk? And they all quote, some of them follow the Rambam, you can't, others follow the Torah, you could. So anybody that maintains you could light from plaga mincha would say so. And all those that don't say so, we must assume that lishitosam, you can't. Afar piken, the Bis Yosef says, b'shas adchak, you could rely on Maria Boav. But after all, it's a das yochid, it's a shaila. So if the Mechaber says you could make a brocha and the Nemu doesn't argue, yes, al milis moich. But I think it's far preferable to light after a half hour, whether the shkia would be 5 o'clock. If you're going to be home by 6, by 7, by 8, by 9, better to light 9 o'clock at night, which definitely fits into lifnei shekol tzoregel manashik bizmaneinu, than to light after plaga mincha. That is my opinion. So we deal with the questions of plaga mincha, vice versa, kol alayla. I think plaga mincha is better than 12 o'clock may night, for the two reasons I explained. So this is magdimen, and after all, you're having persumenissa. 12 o'clock by night, 1 o'clock by night, you could say a brocha, according to the Mechaber and the Torah, kol alayla. But it is preferable plaga mincha than later at night, because later at night, after all, you're losing persumenis. Whether you light outside or even inside, because some of your kids probably will be asleep, the others will go to sleep immediately after you light Ner Chanukah. So whether you're lighting inside or outside, you're losing out on persumenisa if you light very late at night. And for the both of these reasons, zisa magdimen and persumenisa, preferable plaga mincha than late at night. But if you're going to be home and you could light by 8, by 9, when many people are out there and your family members are up and around, nobody goes to sleep 8 o'clock. Therefore, it's better to light 2 hours after Tzeisa Kechovim, which in the reality of our lifestyle is Lefnei Shekol Seregel Menashok. Don't look for the Mochrei Shemen. It no longer depends on the ones that sell oil. That's history. It's a different world we live in. And what happens if a father comes home late? Does the family wait for him or not? Some Rabbanim Paskin, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ish U'Beisoy. No difference whether the father lights or the mother or one of the children. The Ikar Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish U'Beisoy. So why would be Mevatel Mitzvah? Because father comes home late. Let others light. That's the Chiyuv. Either Shkia or Tzeis HaKechovim. There's a tshuva in Shevet Alevi, Cherek Dalet Simen Samach Vav. And Rav Ozna Zechet Tzadik Lavrocha says, this question, should we wait for the father or should someone else light, depends on a big malchaikas and achroinim, mitzvah bo yoysim eshluchoy against these magdim al mitzvahs. What overrides what? What is more important? Both these halachas are hider mitzvah. Both belong in the context of chibur mitzvah. So what's more important? Performing a mitzvah yourself, mitzvah bo yoysim eshluchoy, or zlis magdim al mitzvahs? And I think our question has nothing to do with mitzvah bo yoysim eshluchoy, neither does it have anything to do with zlis magdim al mitzvahs. It's a totally different question. Zlis magdim al mitzvahs is within the proper framework of a mitzvah. Like the Gemara says, Yom HaChofches, Psochem Dal Dalet. Kol Yom HaShmini, Kosher Lemila, Elish Ezdiz Nemagdim, En Lemitzvahs. If you're going to lose Shkia or Tzeis HaKechovim, It's not a question of Zrizim Magdimim. It's a question of being Mevatel the Mitzvah Lechatchil. And if we're dealing with a father coming home La'achas Shekol Tzaregel Manashek, it's even more problematic. Not only are you missing out Tchilas Hazman, you're missing out Sav Zman Lechatchil. So it's not about Zrizim Magdimim and Mitzvahs. On the other hand, it's not about Mitzvah Bo Yosem Ebishluchoy. Mitzvah Bo Yosem Ebishluchoy would be the right definition if it would be the mitzvah of the father, but he could perform his mitzvah by other members of the family. But the mitzvah is his. But that's not the halacha. When Chazal say Nere Shebeisoy, it means, I think I explained this a year ago, maybe we'll speak about it next week. The definition of Nere Shebeisoy is that the mitzvah is on the family. One of the family members have to put on the ner. So it's not about mitzvah bo yosem ebishlichoy, neither is it about zrizim magdim and mitzvah. Lecha oira, by pure halachic definition, we definitely would say, if the father is late, someone else should be madlik. And then when the father comes home, he could be madlik once again, his ner. But I don't think that is kvoid av em, or kibid av. And I think in our minhag and tradition, especially in Hasidish families, Ner Chanukah is one of the highlights of the year. The Tatekim Tahaim Fin Shil, Tetundam Kittel, not exactly the Kittel, that's confusing Chanukah with Leil HaSeder, but the Tatekim Tahaim Fin Shil, and he puts on his kaftan and his shtreimel and big de Shabbos, and he says L'Shem Yichud, and all the kids and Einakalach stand around it. It is something which has meaning. It is something which has beauty. So would we say the father is 15 minutes late, so let someone else do it? No, I don't think that's right. So yes, if the minig is that all the children light, as is usually the minig, that's Mahadrin, Madlikin El Kolecha Bechot, so the Svardim Paskin, in accordance to the Beseyosef, if you're Moisev HaHoylech, only the father lights. These two Hidurim kill together. Ashkenazim, everybody lights. So the father lights the big one, and the kids light everyone in his room. I definitely say the kids could light, they don't have to wait for the father, because, first of all, let somebody light, Bismanoi. But if they all light together, then I think they all should wait for the father, Mitzad Kvoid Av, on the condition that the father will be home, Lifnei Shetich LaRegel Menashok, in present-day reality. So if the father is going to be home by 7, by 8, even though the Shki is 5 o'clock, I think they should wait for the father. That is Derech Eretz, that is Kibed Av. And you're not mevatel the mitzvah lechatchila, because by pure halachic standards, ad shetich laregel menashok would be 8, 9, 10, depends where you live. And I think, yes, they should wait for the father. But it is enough reason for the father to see to it that he is home on time. And it's a min hagora not to be home on time. So some people just can't do it. If you have a job and your boss is not forthcoming and you might jeopardize your panosa, so a person is not mechuyev to jeopardize his panosa to light Ner Chanukah bizman. After all, one could light kol halayla and make a bracha kol halayla. But you definitely need to make every effort to be home on time and to be able to be madlik Ner Chanukah kahalocha, and don't have everybody waiting for you. So if the father comes home very late, and it's going to be la'achas shekol tzaregel menashok, then someone else should light. But it would be nice, and it would be derech eretz if, nevertheless, they wait for the father, and they also participate in his hadloka. But that is already mitzvah derech eretz, and mitzvah kvoid av em. But if he's late a half hour or an hour and it still will firmly be within this man of kol tzaregel menashok, in our standards, then everybody should wait for the father That is my psak. But as I said, I think the head of the family should make a real effort to be home on time and to be madlik ner Chanukah ki deboyer lemehevi lechatchila. Another relevant question that Gedolim today have different opinions. If a person leaves his home one or two nights or three nights in Chanukah, does he need to have someone else being madlik ner Chanukah or not? So, Moron HaRav Yosef Zecher Tzadik Levrocha paskind that if he leaves his home, even most of Chanukah is going to be away, he needs to have a shuliach, either he, family member, someone else, to be madlik ner Chanukah in his home. I think we never had such a minhag. If you're not home, and no one is home, you don't need to light ner Chanukah. So what is the Rabbi Yosef's psak based on? Pri Chodesh. So there is an interest in Pri Chodesh. Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. Sif Aleph. So the Pri Chodesh says, if one leaves his house for the 8 nights of Chanukah, then he doesn't have to have an Ner in his house because no one lives there. He's mechuyev lahadlik b'kol mokim shehu. But if he leaves his house for the entirety of Chanukah, doesn't need to light. Yesh ledayek mitvorov. He says if you leave your house for the 8 nights, mashma, if it's a night or two or three or four or five or six or seven, then you still need to have someone light there. What's the svara? What's the svara? So I think we can't prove that from the Pri Chodesh. Because that segment in the Pri Chodesh is actually a tshuva to a shaila that was presented to him. And the shaila was from a person that's leaving his house for the entirety of Chanukah. So the tshuva deals with the question which was presented to the Pri Chodesh. So that is why the Pri Chodesh writes, well, if he's not going to be home Chanukah, then doesn't have to lie. One could still argue, but the Pri Chodesh in his response should have said, even if you leave your house for one night, you don't have to lie. He doesn't say so. But I still think that is not what we call a raya gemura. Because that's the question, that's the answer. However, one could argue, but the chayodom, kuf, nun, dalet, sif, lamed, beis, was not presented with this question, and he follows in the footsteps of the Pri Chodesh, and the chayodom writes, if you're not going to be home, shmoines yemei Chanukah, then you don't need to light. And bearing in mind that the chayodom is not a tshuva to a shayla, a specific shayla that he was asked, why would he say shmoines yemei Chanukah? One could still argue, well, he's quoting the Pri Chodesh. But the Chayodam is a major poisik. Why would he? This is his psak, based on the Pri Chodesh, but it's his psak. So why would he say the same as the Pri Chodesh? Still, the Chayodam writes, even though the person throughout the day comes into his home and he eats achile sahara yafal pikein, so the Chayodam deals with somewhat a more problematic situation. The person moved out and he sleeps elsewhere. And it's common in our present day and age. Sometimes you had a baby, so you moved in with your shver, with your wife's parents, but you live in the same city. So it's more convenient for you throughout the day to be in your house. You know, so the person's home is next to his koil, comes home in the afternoon to take a nap, and he eats something. So that is the situation the Chayodim deals with. His ikar dirosoi is somewhere else, but he also spends time throughout the day in his house. Maybe that is when the Chayodim writes, If it's just one night or two nights that you sleep elsewhere, and you spend part of the day at home, then you need to light in your house every night. But if you're not going to essentially be at home for the entirety of Hanukkah, and you're living elsewhere, even though you do come home throughout the day and spend some time at home, then in that situation, you're not chayev to light at home at all. So the Pshuma Zalma Paskin, if you're not home at night, you don't need to light Ner Hanukkah, and I think he's right. I think he's right. That makes more sense. Ner Hanukkah, in a way, is like mezuzah chovis adar. But mezuzah, you still have to have the mezuzah as long as your possessions are in the house. But Ner Hanukkah is about pesuminism. When you live in the house, you need to have Ner Hanukkah. If you're not at home, you don't need to have Ner Hanukkah. So some argue chashda. But if the lights are out and there's no activity at home, there would be no chashda. Masa b'chol yom, the people aren't home. So why would there be chashda? There's only chashda if there are nechrasim v'yotzim. People see them coming in and coming out. The lights are on. You could be seen from the windows. You're at home and you don't have a Hanukkah. That is when we are choshish to chashda. But if no one is home, then no chiyuv of Hanukkah. Even if you leave your house for one night, if you're not home, you don't need to light Ner Hanukkah. But if you were home at the Shkia or at Seisa Kechavim, when the Zman is, then you need to light Ner Hanukkah. But if you're not at home in the entire Zman of Ner Hanukkah, even one night, that night, you don't need to light Ner Hanukkah. Ner Hanukkah is only when you're living at home. That is when you have a Chiyuv of Ner Hanukkah. So when you're not at home, you have no Chiyuv. And I also think there is no Chashda. Even chashda has guidelines and rules and limits. So I think when no one is home, there is no chashda. People should understand that sometimes people aren't home. There is only chashda. When I say chashda, I mean the Gemara. Chotza shesh l'shnei psochim. Madlik b'shnehem. If your home has two entrances from two different sides, then you need to put on Hanukkah in each of those entrances because of chashad. But chashda is only when you're home and people see you coming in and out, they see the lights around, that is when we have to be choshish l'chashda. However, if you're not home, l'ani yizdaiti aluch alamaisa, you don't need to light Ner Hanukkah at all. And even the chayodim, one must say, either he means shmoines yomim lav dafka, and the Pri Chodesh explains his psak, and he says, if no one is home, lemi adlik. That rationale, that logic applies one night like eight nights. What's the difference? Mishlum miyadli, miyadli. So, kachnel ani yizdati, even though it might be somewhat of a doichik in the chayodam, kachnel eikel. So, we discussed many halachas tonight, Ner Hanukkah, and basically most of the shaylos we discussed are regarding zman, Hadlokas, Ner Hanukkah, Zmalachat Chil, Zman B'dievet, and various relevant questions that come up very often regarding Zman, Hadlokas, Ner Hanukkah. So almost every year, one of the basic shmusen I say on Hanukkah is about the essence of Nes Hanukkah. Timu kol hashmani. And the Nes was they found the Pach Sheman Tohor. The Yevonim were powerful. They could have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't do so. But they breached the Choma in 13 different places. They could have burned the oil. They didn't do so. Timu. So my feeling is the Greeks were cultured, they were enlightened, they were no less brutal and cruel than the Romans or the others, and in Midrashim we find horrific things that they did to the Jews, torture, and murder and killing, and tiboil lehegmoin tchila, they weren't better than all the other Sinai Yisrael. But to the world, they brought light. And there were many Messiavnim. So the Greeks told the Jews, if you want to worship, we understand that. It's inherent in human nature. You know, Karl Marx said that religion is the opium of the masses. So the Greeks said to the Jews, you know, if you want to worship a god, we don't mind. But don't think you're unique. You're no different than all the others. You know, we all need to feel, we need the spirituality, we need to express ourselves. But you're no different than all the others. So they defiled the Shemen. You could light with Shemen toying. So Chazal say, they decree, Kizvu lachem al keren hashor she'en lem chelek le'elokei Yisrael. Why keren hashor? And not oznei hachamor, or znavot hasus. So one of the obvious features of a bull are his horns. One of the obvious features of a donkey are his ears. He has big ears. And a horse has a big tail. So why can't I come quite not sure? Lani is that in a bottle. The Medish and Pashas Vayikra, Torah's Kohenim says, Shor roish lekola korbonis. So the Greeks tell the Jews, you want to bring your animals as a sacrifice? We don't mind. We already told you the same regarding your oil. We don't mind. But we do demand, Kisvo al-Kera Nashor, that same show which is Rosh lekola korbonis, the ones you want to sacrifice, She'en lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. Does that mean you expect us to be atheists? No. Ein lechem chelek means you are not chelkoi v'nachlosoi. You're not unique. You're not different than all the others. You're the same as all the others. So that was the fight between the Hashmenoim and the Yevonim. The Yevonim said, worship is about spirituality. It's about human nature. You're not different than all the others. You're all the same. You want to bring sacrifices? Go ahead with it. You want to light the menorah? Go ahead. But you don't need shemen tohoyo. Yud Gimel Peretzis. They breached in the choyma. Why Yud Gimel? Every number in Chazal is significant. No number in Chazal is coincidental. So I'm not sure the Yevonim had this in mind. 13 is a very special number to us. Maybe the most special number. First of all, it's about bar mitzvah. Every kid becomes bar mitzvah by 13. So 13 in every Jewish family is a magical number. 13 is Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, which are unique between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a secret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe. Revealed to Moshe by Chet Uegel. Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. Kol Eish Sheyasa Lefone Keseder Hazeh. Ani Yemoy Chalav Yenseyem. That's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and to no others. To us and to no others. Yud Gimel Midah Shel Torah Nidreshes Behem. To us and to no others. Because what is unique about our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah Shebal Peh, which is our interpretation of Torah Shebasav. We share the Bible with others. Ours is not the same as theirs, but after all, they read the books. What sets us apart is Yud Gimel Midah Shel Torah Nidreshes Behem, which is Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach, Loi koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu britim Yisrael, elo bishol Torah Shebal Peh. That is unique to us. Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim defines us. It is unique to us. Yud Gimel Midah Shel Torah Nidreshes Behem is unique to us. Yud Gimel Ikra, a minute that the Rambam formulated and defined. That is unique to us. The Goyim are also Bavoy de Zora, but they don't have these Yud Gimel Midas Shel Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuno. So Yud Gimel is all about us. It is unique to us. So the Chasam Sofer, a very famous Shuva, says, Gadlus by Goyim has nothing to do with Bar Mitzvah. It has nothing to do with 13. By Goyim, Gadlus is individual. Every person, every human being, when it comes to a level of understanding. So Yud Gimel is only about what is unique to us. Yud Gimel sets us apart, and that is why Yud Gimel Peretzus Portsu B'choyim Sabayis. And the Goyim says those persons were in the Chil, and that is the boundary. Up to here, Goyim can come. From here on, only B'nai Yisrael. So this all fits into the same pattern. So that was the Yud Gimel Peretzus Shepotsu B'choyim Sabayis Mikdash. And what they wanted to convey is, you are no different than others. Your shemen doesn't need to be tohar. Kizval keren ashor she atem lo chelkoi v'nachlosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gentiles don't like the number of 13. I always knew about it in theory, but a few years ago, to my dismay, I spent a lot of time in Sloan Kettering in New York. And I saw in that building, there is no 13th floor. 21 stories, but from 12, you skip to 14. And I saw that in many hotels in New York. There is no 13th floor. They don't like the number 13. To them, it's a bad number. They don't know why, but I do know why. Of course it's a bad number, because that's our number. That is the number from which we derive strength and amunah and betochen and avo and yiro. Because 13 is what sets us apart. And 13 is what defines our unique and special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the 13 of every Jew becomes an Eved Hashem. The Yud Gimel Shonim, those are the Yud Gimel Midash Orachme, Yud Gimel Midash Atoin and Adreshes, Bahem Yud Gimel Ikre Emuna. And that's the magic number. And that is why Yud Gimel Peretz is Porosu B'Chayim Espeis HaMikdash. And that was the Melchemes HaChashmenuim. And the Tahara of Pach HaShemen. They had enough Shemen. So the Chacham Tzvi and the Pnei Yeshua deal with the question, Tum Hutra B'Tzibur, why did they need Shemen Torah? And I say, any other time, they would light with Shemen Torah, but not now. Not now. Because that was the entire struggle. That was what the struggle was all about. It was about Shemen Torah. That is what it was all about. The Yevonim Timu Kol Hashmanim. So the Chashmenuim said, Yerchan and Kohen Gadol, any other time, we might use Shemen Torah, not now. So that is what we need to understand, that yes, we are Chelkoi Menachlosei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chovav Adam Shenevar B'Tzelem, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenikru Bonam L'Mokoyim, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenitan Lehem Kli Chemdo. We do stand apart, and we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people, and we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's family. Only we are Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Bonem L'Mokoyim, and that is what Nes Chanukah is all about. Yet also we should be zeichel that the oiris of Chanukah should shine into our hearts. The oiris of Chanukah are the Or HaGonuz Shenignaz B'Sheishis Yemei B'Reishis, and those are the Lamed Vav Neiris Chanukah, and we should be zeichel to partake of Or HaTorah and Or HaYirah. And B'Korah B'Yemeinu, we should see the Kohen Gadol Meitu, U'Madlik HaZaneiris B'Menoras Amor, Shebebeis HaMikdash Yebora B'Meheinu B'Yemeinu Amen. Next week, the shiur is as usual.